2. The Creators of Local Universes. The Paradise Sons of the Primary Order are the designers, creators, builders, and administrators of their respective domains, the local universes of time and space, the basic creative units of the 7 evolutionary superuniverses. A Creator Son is permitted to choose the space site of his future cosmic activity, but before he may begin even the physical organization of his universe, he must spend a long period of observation devoted to the study of the efforts of his older brothers in various creations located in the superuniverse of his projected action. And prior to all this, the Michael Son will have completed his long and unique experience of Paradise observation and Havona training. When a Creator Son departs from Paradise to embark upon the adventure of universe-making, to become the head, virtually the god, of the local universe of his own organization, then, for the first time, he finds himself in intimate contact with, and in many respects dependent upon, the third source and center. The Infinite Spirit, though abiding with the Father and the Son at the center of all things, is destined to function as the actual and effective helper of each Creator Son. Therefore is each Creator Son accompanied by a creative daughter of the Infinite Spirit, that being who is destined to become the divine minister, the Mother Spirit of the new local universe. The departure of a Michael Son on this occasion forever liberates his creator prerogatives from the Paradise sources and centers, subject only to certain limitations inherent in the pre-existence of these sources and centers, and to certain other antecedent powers and presences. Among these limitations to the otherwise all-powerful creator prerogatives of a local universe father are the following. 1. Energy matter is dominated by the Infinite Spirit. Before any new forms of things, great or small, may be created, before any new transformations of energy matter may be attempted, a Creator Son must secure the consent and working cooperation of the Infinite Spirit. 2. Creature designs and types are controlled by the Eternal Son. Before a Creator Son may engage in the creation of any new type of being, any new design of creature, he must secure the consent of the eternal and original Mother Son. 3. Personality is designed and bestowed by the Universal Father. The types and patterns of mind are determined by the pre-creature factors of being. After these have been associated to constitute a creature, personal or otherwise, mind is the endowment of the third source and center, the universal source of mind ministry to all beings below the level of Paradise creators. The control of spirit designs and types depends on the level of their manifestation. In the last analysis, spiritual design is controlled by the Trinity or by the pre-Trinity spirit endowments of the Trinity personalities, Father, Son, and Spirit. When such a perfect and divine Son has taken possession of the space site of his chosen universe, when the initial problems of universe materialization and of gross equilibrium have been resolved, when he has formed an effective and cooperative working union with the complemental daughter of the Infinite Spirit, then do this universe Son and this universe Spirit initiate that liaison which is designed to give origin to the innumerable hosts of their local universe children. In connection with this event, the creative spirit vocalization of the Paradise Infinite Spirit becomes changed in nature, taking on the personal qualities of the Mother Spirit of a local universe. Notwithstanding that all Creator Sons are divinely like their Paradise parents, none exactly resembles another. Each is unique, diverse, exclusive, and original in nature as well as in personality. And since they are the architects and makers of the life plans of their respective realms, this very diversity ensures that their domains will also be diverse in every form and phase of Michael-derived living existence which may be created or subsequently evolved therein. Hence the orders of creatures native to the local universes are quite varied. No two are administered or inhabited by dual-origin native beings who are in all respects identical. Within any superuniverse, one half of their inherent attributes are quite alike, being derived from the uniform creative spirits. The other half vary, being derived from the diversified creator sons. But such diversity does not characterize those creatures of soul origin in the creative spirit, nor those imported beings who are native to the central or superuniverses. When a Michael's son is absent from his universe, its government is directed by the first-born native being, the bright and morning star, the local universe chief executive. The advice and counsel of the Union of Days is invaluable at such times. During these absences, a creator son is able to invest the associated mother spirit with the over-control of his spiritual presence on the inhabited worlds and in the hearts of his mortal children. And the mother spirit of a local universe remains always at its headquarters, extending her fostering care and spiritual ministry to the uttermost parts of such an evolutionary domain. The personal presence of a creator son in his local universe is not necessary to the smooth running of an established material creation. Such sons may journey to paradise, and still their universes swing on through space. They may lay down their lines of power to incarnate as the children of time. Still their realms whirl on about their respective centers. No material organization is independent of the absolute gravity grasp of paradise, or of the cosmic overcontrol inherent in the space presence of the unqualified absolute.